Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Theories. Joining us today on our show is, of course, Shane Dullava, our rugby specialist. Today, we go down to Palekele here in Sri Lanka. We also visit India, and we go down also to Pakistan. Then we go across to Zimbabwe, and like I made mention, of course, take a look at what's happening in the rugby world with Shane Dullava. What are the matches we are going to present to you today? First, Sri Lanka versus England, the second T20. Then UP Warriors versus Delhi Capitals in the Women's Indian Premier League. Pakistan versus Australia, their third T20. Just a quick reminder that we'll be having Pakistan and Australia coming to Sri Lanka tomorrow for the World Cup. So we'd like to welcome both teams. Then, of course, India under 19 versus Pakistan under 19 in the World Cup played at Zimbabwe, which was a decider as to who will be the fourth team entering the semi-finals. Start off with the details. Sri Lanka were put into bat, made 189 for the loss of 5 wickets. Pathum Nisanka 34, Kamil Mishra 36, Kushal Mendis 32, Pawan Ratnayake 40, Charita Asalanka unbeaten on 28. It was a wonderful performance with the bat as far as Sri Lanka is concerned, but their concern is negotiating spin. Because if you look at the bowling figures, the spinners, Adil Rashid took 1 for 24, Liam Dawson 1 for 32, Will Jacks 1 for 24, which means the spinners went for approximately 80 runs only out of the 189 Sri Lanka scored. Archer 2 for 42. So there is a huge leak there. Now, there was intermediate rain, so it was a DLS equation. England were asked to get 173 runs in just 17 overs. They got there in 16.4 overs, 173 for 4. Josh Butler, 39. Tom Banton having a wonderful series here in Sri Lanka, batting in the middle order, made 54. Harry Brook, 36. The captain, Sam Curran, despite the fact that he was expensive with the ball, made 20 runs. Matisa Patirana for Sri Lanka, 2 for 44. And Dasun Sharaka, who opened the bowling, 1 for 24. But the concern is Hasaranga leaking so many runs. He went wicketless in the first T20. Wicketless yet again. He leaked 44 runs in his allotted 4 overs. So that is a bit of a concern. We'll stick to cricket first. Right, Delhi Capitals have beaten UP Warriors by 4 wickets in the Women's T20 Indian Premier League. UP batting first, 122 for 8. And DCW, or Delhi Capitals, get there with ease, 18.4 overs. Got to the target, 126 for 5. Rola Wulvedot, the South African captain, made 47. And Jemima Rodrigues taking responsibility as a captain. Good to note, though, she made an unbeaten 34. Right, in Pakistan, the Aussies are having a horrible time against Pakistan in the T20 series. They've lost this game comprehensively by 111 runs, which is the third T20. Pakistan batting first, made 207 for 6 wickets. Ali Ayub got 50, Babar Hassan 50, and Shadab Khan 48. Surprisingly, the strong Aussie batting lineup bowled out for 96. Mohammad Nawaz 5 for 18. So early signs that Pakistan look absolutely focused despite all the political issues that are going around their team, based on what's happening in the T20 World Cup. But then that's a different subject for us to discuss, hopefully tomorrow on our podcast. Right, so we welcome Pakistan and Australia, who'll be traveling to Sri Lanka today for the World Cup coming up on the 7th of February. Right, India under 19 have qualified for the semi-finals as they thumped Pakistan by a massive margin yesterday by 54 runs. India under 19 made 252. They were bowled out, and Pakistan just mustered only 194. So well played. I'm sorry, they won by 58 runs. Apologies. So well played, India. So they qualify for the semi-finals, and their first semi-final game will be coming up against a strong Australian side. We'll keep you posted on that on one of our later podcasts. Right. Let's quickly join Shane Dulava, who sent me a report here. Very interesting indeed. Right, CHNFC and Kandy played yesterday in the Inter-Club Rugby Tournament, and the game ended in a draw, 34-all. And Shane Dulava has just told me that it was a very competitive game. Both teams played very good rugby, but CHNFC should kick themselves because they not only list a penalty under the post, but also a conversion. That's sad. Across to Singapore, HSBC Rugby Sevens, Fiji beat France by 21 points to 12. And incidentally, New Zealand beat South Africa 14-12 in the third and the fourth playoff in the women's section. So, and we also have one more result here. Yeah, New Zealand Black Ferns beat Australia 36 points to 7. Thank you, Shane, for joining us this morning and updating us with all the rugby news, which is of great interest to all our listeners. Right, today we are going to have some warm-up games. It's going to be a quiet day in the international arena. Well, Afghanistan are warming up for the T20 playing against Scotland. India A is warming up against USA. The Indian national team is not warming up because they are a little bit involved. They'll play against USA. And also, in another warm-up game, Canada is taking on Italy. So all the teams are gearing up for the forthcoming World Cup. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on our podcast this morning. And I also want to take this opportunity of thanking all of you for your prayers for my recovery from quite, I would say, a serious illness. But then God was great because of your prayers. Thank you very much indeed. Right, now then, we are going to spin your record for your listening pleasure.